بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لآتوهما ولو حبا. متفق عليه. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس صلاة أثقل على المنافقين من صلاة الفجر والعشاء، ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لآتوهما ولو حبا. متفق عليه. These are the last two hadith in the chapter of encouragement of being present for Fajr and Isha Salah with congregation. The first hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if only the people knew the rewards for Isha and Fajr Salah, they would make sure that they attend them even if they had to come crawling on their knees. So even if they had to come crawling, they would have come if they understood and realized the rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept for Fajr and Salah, Fajr and Isha Salah. And the second narration mentions that Rasulullah SAW said that there is no Salah more heavier and difficult upon the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, than Isha and Fajr Salah. And if they also knew the rewards for them, then they would come to both this salah walau habwan, crawling. From this hadith, we understand the great rewards of reading of Fajr and Isha. Of course, all salah with jamaat, more especially these two salah, when a person becomes tired, lazy, Fajr is becoming earlier. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, the men folk to read the salah with jamaat in the masjid, and the women folk also should not delay the salah and miss the salah. So from these two ahadith, you can understand great rewards Allah Ta'ala has placed in these two salah, Fajr and Isha. And for the men folk, even if it means coming crawling, they would attend the congregation. باب الأمر بالمحافظة على الصلوات المكتوبات والنهي الأكيد والوعيد الشديد في تركهن. This is the chapter now on commanding, safeguarding, making muhafaza, safeguarding the fard salat. As we mentioned, all five times salah. Person should be very mindful of performing all his five times salah, and there is a severe prohibition and warning, a very stern warning against abandoning any of the salah. قال الله تعالى حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Allah Ta'ala says that safeguard the salahs. In other words, perform your salahs, especially the middle salat. And Mufassirin have mentioned the middle salat. Most of them have said the middle salat refers to salatul asr. And we mentioned previously, it is the time when a person is closing his shop, his business, he's going back home. So sometimes a person discards his asr salah, or he reads it at the last few moments just before sunset. This should not be the case. Person should make sure he reads his salat on time. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, if they repent, in other words, the disbelievers, they make tawbah, istighfar, and they embrace Islam, and they establish salah and give zakah, then leave their path free now because they have become Muslims. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which actions is the best of actions? قال الصلاة على وقتها. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Salat at its prescribed time. قلت ثم أي. Then next, which is the best of action? قال بر الوالدين, obedience to one's parents. قلت ثم أي قال الجهاد في سبيل الله, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. متفق عليه. So three important things have been mentioned. Salat on its time as the best of actions. Second, obedience to parents. And third, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of questions were posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by various sahaba, and on different occasions he gave different answers depending on the person who asked the question and the time. Sometime it was a season of Hajj, perhaps, and he said Hajj is important. But from this hadith we can understand Salat on its time, its prescribed time, extremely important. It is known as, in the hadith, Ayyul A'mali Afdal, which are the best, which is the best of actions. Rasulullah said Salat on its time. We should not delay our Salat. Read Salat on its prescribed time, on time. And of course, obedience to parents, absolutely important. And then striving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, wa bihamdika, wa shukran.